Hello and welcome to a VO's Journey podcast. This is episode number 154. Man, can you believe it? 154. Today we are going to be talking about how to manage your business. Actually, what you should be doing right now during all of these uncertain times with your business as a business owner. This definitely is an episode you don't want to miss. All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, so I am super excited to be talking to you about this today. And first off, I want to thank all of you, as always, for listening and being a part of my journey and allowing me to be a part of your journey. It is an honor. Also, I want to thank all of our frontline warriors out there who are doing an amazing job to keep us safe and putting their lives on the line for us. Thank you so much. I just want to say thank you. So let's move on to the topic today, which, as we know, I mean, every single day, it seems like the world is changing forever right before our eyes. It's so confusing. Things are happening that none of us have ever experienced, or I know for me that I've never even imagined could happen. So I think with all of the change, I am trying my hardest to build back some sort of stability, some sort of routine into what I'm doing, because I don't know about you, but for a while there, I was, feeling, and you might be feeling this way right now, I just feeling like, we're flying off the hinges. It's out of control. There's no, the world's going to end tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, it's just been crazy. So to me, I'm trying my hardest to, continually put into practice some systems that allow us to grow our business, whether times are good or whether times are bad. And, right now times are really bad. But here's the thing. Stability can be created by you by doing certain actions on a daily basis, no matter what is happening. Now, of course, if you're sick, and you're struggling and there's things like that, that is a different story. But I'm hoping that through what I'm going to talk about in this podcast will allow you to prepare for those worst case scenarios if you are sick or if something is happening. And I want to talk to you about building your business system. I want you to think of, a system in this sense as a series of repeatable actions that can create a predictable outcome. Okay. So what I'm saying is that we want to come up with actions that we can repeat every single day. This can be actions that revolve around selling our services, that revolve around branding our services, advertising our services. This should be actions that revolve around collecting data on our profit and our losses, on our bills. This can be also recording what we're doing, our time, how much time we're working. A very valuable system to create, or very easy thing that I recommend everybody do right now, and if you haven't done this before, it is eye-opening, is literally get a piece of paper, or you can do this, on your computer, and when you sit down to work on VoiceOver in your business, track the time from the moment you start to the moment that you do a different project. Like, for example, if you are you sit down and you pull up the internet and you are checking out your profiles, right? You put down on a sheet of paper or on, an Excel sheet or something that, you from, 8:30 a.m. to 8:53 a.m., I looked at my Fiverr profile. and I want you to put that time down. Then I also want you to classify it. So I want you to have three classifications when you are tracking how much time. The first classification is going to be your technical work. Just like you were doing right there, you were searching. Technical work can be, you know, speaking with clients, can be you editing your stuff. It can be, doing your voiceovers. All of that is technical work. Okay. So that's your technician or your technical work. Okay. Then the second part is going to be managerial work. And managerial work is when you are, doing some sort of planning for, you know, what you're like, for example, you are planning for, you know, your marketing strategy, you're planning for what you are going to be doing tomorrow or what you need to accomplish for the day, right? You are managing, how to, fix a problem that you're having with your sound. You know, these are managerial things. Now, when we are by ourselves, right, that's going to be very limited to us managing ourselves and, of course, a business. So a lot of times this can kind of intertwine with the technical work, right? Because you're going to you got to manage it. And as a manager, you have to make decisions to make sure that things are running smoothly, right? Your job is to make them run smoothly by making sure they're all done, but then you have to do them. So you're doing it. But anyways, so those are two. And the last one is going to be your strategic work. And your strategic work is, and I want you to take 30 minutes to an hour a day, and I want you to dream. I don't know if you remember when you first started voiceover, maybe you just are now, but I want you to dream about why you did this in the first place. What was the goal of all of this? Did you want to, travel around the world? Now, I know right now that's not possible, but it will be again today, one day. But did you want to travel and do voiceover, from anywhere in the world, and you wanted to see the world? You wanted flexibility? Did you have a dream of getting up at, 9 in the morning, getting a cup of coffee, coming into your studio, doing a couple hours of recording, and then, enjoying the rest of the day and making enough money to enjoy life? Or did you want to have a really nice retirement or some extra money on the side so that you could go out to eat and, get some extra things at Christmas and, things like that. I want you to dream and remember those things. And then I want you to think about ways, creative ways, to come up with paths and markers and directions and ways to actually get to those goals that you want to get to, right? And this is different from managing because, managing, you are taking what is happening, what needs to happen in your business, and you are making sure that it is running smoothly, right? That is the tracking of things. That is managing, what happens, when it happens, how it happens, making sure that everything is being completed properly. All right. The technician is the person who actually is supposed to carry out all of those things. Now, mind you, we are all of these things when we work by ourselves, but they are definitely different, and they are definitely different inside of us. Okay. They are different people in us. And you might be a technician, or you might be a manager, or you might be an entrepreneur, which is the strategic work. Right. And I like to think of, entrepreneur. Most of us are not entrepreneurs. Most of us are technicians, all right, or most of us are managers. But entrepreneurs are, and there's nothing wrong with that, okay? But when I say entrepreneur, I mean, they're a person that's usually has their head in the clouds. They're a person who is constantly coming up with ideas, okay? But without a manager or a technician, none of those ideas would ever come to fruition. They would never happen. But without the entrepreneur, right? There would never be ideas for the manager to manage or the technician to actually complete. And without the technician, okay, nothing, no ideas or no management would matter because there wouldn't be anybody to actually complete the thing. So every part is important, all right? And you can see that through your tracking. This is a system I want you to implement right away so that you can start to get a beat on an actual schedule. One of the challenges I have, and more now than ever, right, with all the stuff going on, is that there was no, you know, when I went full time, I was like, man, my life is like, wow, I could do whatever I want. You know, I could go out during the day. Again, this is, you know, things are a little crazy now, but, you know, I could do things that I wasn't able to ever do before with a full-time job. And at first it was wonderful, but then I started to realize that there was a lack of, there was a lack of structure on my part, and it was very chaotic. So then I decided to, you know, put these systems into place, right? And this is one of them, by tracking. And what it allowed me to see was how much time I was actually working. How much time did I waste searching through the internet? I got lost down a rabbit hole and it wasted my time. Was I actually spending 30 minutes to an hour doing strategic planning for the future? You know, maybe it's like, okay, I need to make an extra $500 this month. And I need to sit down and I need to really brainstorm. I need to come up with ideas that would help me make an extra $500. You need time to think about that. Lightning isn't just going to strike you out of the middle of you working all kinds of other stuff. And if it does, then you need to get another system in place where you need to have a notebook and you need to capture those ideas. But do you see, so that's the first thing, is tracking your schedule. And then from the tracking, you can build out how you want your daily schedule to work. I suggest you do the tracking for 2 to 3 weeks, and you might find that you don't need to do it after 2 to 3 weeks, or that you like it so much because it keeps you in line, that you might want to continue to do it, okay? It changed my entire business. It really did, because it really focused what I was doing, you know what I mean? So that's one system. Another system that I find really vital are making profit and loss statements at the end of every month. So at the end of every month, I like to take all my numbers, what I've made, where I've made it from. And by the way, this is something that, you know, you can tailor to help you. This is data that you can use, right, to help you grow your business. So part of it is taking this data from a profit and loss statement. Basically, what that means is the profit and loss statement is all of the money that you have coming in, all right, or this is called an income statement, right? You have all the money coming in, your income coming in, then you have the money going out, right? The money that you're spending on expenses, et cetera, that you're paying yourself. And then what's left over is a profit. And here's the thing, and this is why it's important, because you need to look at your business as a business that is supposed to have money left over at the end of the month, and then supposed to have that money and reinvest that money to grow your business so it has even more money and it can grow. Most of us, and I know this, most of us are, we approach our businesses like it's a cash machine, right? And we just, as soon as there's money in there, man, we take it out. it's like, yes, man, I made, you know, I made $1,000 this month. We're going to steak dinner. You know, I love doing that. but I have to remember too, that my business is a business, which means that it is its own entity, and I need to treat it that way. So like if I don't have any money in my business bank account, by the way, that's another thing. Do you have a business bank account? You should set up a business bank account. And with everything right now, you can do things online. And even if it's not necessarily a business bank account, set up a different bank account so you have a separate bank account that handles your money. Okay, because even though, you know, when they reinstate taxes again, which they will, you know, we need to be able to show, right? You need to always be able to show a difference between what you have, what you're personally spending and what you're spending for your business. This is so crucial. And that profit and loss statement not only helps you with that, but it also helps you look at where money is coming in, right? Because on that income statement, profit and loss statement, you're going to list, you know, like from Fiverr, I made this amount of money. From Upwork, I made this amount of money. From Voices.com, I made this amount of money. I made this amount of money from email marketing. I made this from that. Or, you know, you might look at stuff and I'm like, I made $50 from ACX this month, and that's it, okay? And then I spent, you know, $200 because I bought Anthony's courses, dag nabbit, and I want to make some money. So there is, that's a profit and loss. For the month, you lost $150, okay? Hopefully you bought the courses. It's going to help you make a profit, not lose money. But the point I'm trying to make is that this then shows you, right, that if you can see where you're making money, where you're losing money, You can see where to put more effort into. You can decide where you shouldn't put more effort. You can decide if you need to trim some of the costs of your business, if you need to add some, like do you need to reinvest some money? Like you may be your business, you may make money in your business, you may take out a paycheck. By the way, you should, I'm just saying this, you should identify how much you are going to take from your business as a salary. You should identify that, okay? That's super important. That's another system so that you know how much money then you have left over so you can see, is the business actually making a profit? And then based on what you want to make financially, like as a salary, then you can work backwards and determine how much money you need to make as a whole business. And then what do you want the business's profit to be, right? Do you want it to have, you know, at the end of the year, you want to have $10,000 in your business account? Okay, separate from the money that the business paid you and the money you have in your savings, et cetera, for retirement, all that stuff, right? Well, then you know that if you make X amount of money, you need to then have a, you know, save that amount of money for the business. Because what happens if something happens in the business where you need to, you know, pay your salary because not a lot of work is coming in for a month or two? This happens, right? So it's important to have these statements and these numbers, and it's important to do that on a regular basis. I like to try to do it at the end of the month. You might like to do it biweekly or whatever, or quarterly. I think quarterly is too long, but I do it monthly. Some people do quarterly, but you know, I do it monthly and I do it myself. I'm not in a position yet where I need an accountant. It'll be soon, but I don't need one just yet because I can do what I'm working on by myself right now. But as I bring more people onto my team, as I just brought on a third person to help with some things, with marketing things, just because my time is getting stretched. But anyways, so the thing is that's one system, right? Another system is how do you put up a repeatable quality product and experience for your customer? Because remember, it's not just about the voiceover you deliver, it's also about the experience, right? You know, this is funny. I know a lot of people may not like reviews, but I love reviews in the sense that reviews are much more than just the voiceover. They also, you know, like if you put a great voiceover and then you're really crappy to the person, you're probably not going to get the best review, right? Even though you put a great product, right? In the same sense, if you put a product up that was okay, but you were super nice and, you know, you connected with that person and they had a great experience, you're going to get a fantastic review, even though your product may not have been as good as my product. But I was crappy, you were not. I got a bad review, you got a great review. Okay? And I'm just saying the customer experience for all of us now is more important than ever. So that's another system that you need to create. And all of these things, now, by the way, we could go on and on for all these different systems in your business. And when I say system, remember, it is you literally writing down on a piece of paper or typing it up on your computer a series of repeatable actions that lead to predictable outcomes. Okay? That's a system, like your car. Your car is a series is put together that creates a series of repeatable actions with a predictable outcome. You turn on the car, you know, the engine and the gas and everything, you know, it starts, ignites, and you know, you're off to the races. You can drive around and you turn it off and you go about your business, et cetera, et cetera. It's an elaborate system. Okay, you can create that too. Just like when we talk about vocal chains, you know, like what's your vocal chain? You know, how do you edit and master and format your work, right? When you're recording, that's a system. But it's important to write it down, because when you write it down, it becomes more than just, you know, something that you do. It becomes solid. It becomes, you know, part of your business. And then it becomes also a marketing tool that you can use, because you've created an actual written out process of how to deliver quality, consistent quality, and an amazing experience for your customer. That's all any of us want. You know, that's all any of us want. And we're often willing to pay more for, I pay more all the time to get a better quality experience. I do. And I know you do too. All right. So we could go on and on about the systems, but I hope that through all of this, the goal here is for us to put some consistency back into our lives. And we can do that by making our business a series of repeatable actions, okay? Repeatable actions that lead to predictable outcomes. That's the name of the game. That's what you need to do on a daily basis. Figure out how to find repeatable actions that you can repeat over and over again, right? Repeatable actions that lead to a predictable outcome. Right, write that down. Put that on a wall somewhere. What am I doing today? I'm coming up with repeatable actions for predictable outcomes. Sounds like a horrible cartoon for us older people. Anyways, thank you guys so much. I don't know if you ever listened to Pinky and the Brain, you know, where it's like Pinky and the Brain. Like where he says, what are we doing today, Pinky? We're trying to take over the world. It's what we do every day. I don't know. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, I apologize. Anyways, thank you all, as always, for listening. If you get a chance, head over, leave a review if you like the show. Thank you so much, and I wish you the very best. Have a great rest of your Thursday. I will see all of you tomorrow. Yes. But tomorrow's Friday, Fiverr Friday, so that'll be exciting, and I hope you stay healthy and safe. All right, you guys. See you later. Peace.